This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Now's a great time to evaluate your farm buildings. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
With the new year comes the potential for lots of changes, even on the farm. Dennis Lee, farm product line manager for Morton Buildings, said it's a great time to evaluate your farm buildings and see if you need something new.
We encourage farm operations to evaluate their building needs, the buildings they currently have, and their operation. We want to consider if buildings need to be added to, remodeled, or replaced. Equipment's getting larger. Many operations are getting larger and more complex. In some cases, older structures are going to be too small. We also want to take a good look at the building's efficiency. You know, a lot of the farm shops that we're seeing nowadays are conditioned, and we want to make sure that those buildings are operating efficiently.
Lee said there are a lot of factors that will determine the best building solution.
Equipment not only nowadays is getting wider, but it's also getting taller. And height is just not something that can be added to an older building. If your equipment is too tall for your existing building, you're going to want to look at going to a new building. We can generally expand door widths in a retrofit, but that's something that you'll have to take a look at if it's possible. And there's also the depreciation factors. Many of your older buildings will likely be fully depreciated. You want to consult with a tax advisor and see if there's some tax advantages to building a new building.
Lee also recommended considering the possible addition of farm personnel to support growth.
We also see expansion in farm operations. There's a great trend in own farm sales now, so you want to evaluate your operation and is it suitable to be bringing people onto the farm? And you want to make sure that you've got a successful infrastructure strategy. It means evaluating what has worked and what hasn't worked to address your building needs.
For more information, visit MortonBuildings.com. For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.